I would like to read to you from the beginning of the Kadampa book, Living Meaningfully, Dying Joyfully, by Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche. There is nothing more precious than our human life. Having been born as a human being, we have immense freedom to accomplish almost anything we want. We can become a powerful politician, a successful business person, a great scientist or artist. We can travel the world, or even go to the moon, or we can settle for a simple family life. With so much freedom, we need to ask ourselves, what is the most meaningful way to use our life? What will make us truly happy? What will benefit others most? And when this life is over, what will help us then? If we ask ourselves these questions sincerely and deeply, we shall discover that the way to make our life truly meaningful is to dedicate it to spiritual development. In essence, this means to eliminate our negative and deluded states of mind and to cultivate positive, peaceful states. By making this our priority, the negative minds that are the source of all our problems, such as anger, jealousy, attachment, pride, and ignorance, will gradually decrease, and our positive qualities, such as love, compassion, and wisdom, will increase. As a result, we shall enjoy a happy, peaceful life, free from anxiety and problems, and we shall naturally benefit others. Spiritual practice is what gives meaning to our lives. And by applying our practice at the time of death, we can die joyfully and experience pure, lasting happiness in all our future lives. Eventually, we shall be able to transcend all the limitations of ordinary existence and attain the highest state of all, full enlightenment. So it's very interesting that if we contemplate these four questions deeply, we reach a very important conclusion. That spiritual practice is what gives meaning to our lives. And later Venerable Geshe-la says, the fact of the matter is that this world is not our home. We are travelers passing through. We came from our previous life, and in a few years, or a few days, we shall move on to our next life. We need to learn to view our time in this world principally as an opportunity to cultivate positive minds such as patience, love, compassion, and wisdom. Motivated by these virtuous minds, we shall perform many positive actions, thereby creating the cause for future happiness. When the time of our death comes, we shall be able to pass away without fear or regret, our mind empowered by the virtuous karma we have created. Spiritual practice is what gives meaning to our lives. So just a couple of further points. Spiritual development happens in our mind. Spiritual development happens in our mind. We do not need to change our normal activities or our relationships We need a good home, a car, money, job, etc. But we also need spiritual development. Spiritual practice is what gives meaning to our lives. Also, once in a teaching at one of our international festivals, Geshe-la said, spiritual, spiritual, spiritual. What does spiritual mean? And his reply was, it means we are focused beyond the end of this life. It's a wonderful, wise answer. What does spiritual mean? It means we are focused beyond the end of this life. So we can use this criteria to ask ourselves, am I a spiritual person? Am I a spiritual practitioner? Spiritual practice is what gives meaning to our lives. Am I focused beyond the end of this life? Because this is the real meaning of the word spiritual.